producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It was kind of in a bad mood for about the last 15 minutes because my somebody tried hacking the email again. Somebody is hacking my email every 15 days. So I have to keep changing my password. Yeah, so SexyDoc1, no, can't do that anymore. SexyDoc1, that's 8 letters. Okay, and then, well, there was an issue. Somebody tried to hack. Now, I don't know where they would have thought of the password SexyDoc1. Maybe when you hear Dr. Dahlia, you think that. I don't know. So then I changed my password to SexyDoc2. Somebody hacked again. So after I go through all of the numbers, I start to forget which number it was. So then I just kind of changed to, okay, not so SexyDoc. And somebody keeps hacking. So stop it. So I changed my password now to CrazyDoc1. So now that's 9 digits with the crazy, right, with a capital C. And so hopefully nobody finds out the password and nobody tries to hack into my account because this is ridiculous. And please, CrazyDoc1, do not. Okay? All right? Nobody mess with it because I think I got a real good password and I'm really excited about it. There's some medical news and some medical stories I want to talk about, but it is amazing how one of the biggest headlines today is this whole Donald Trump-Megyn Kelly feud and Donald Trump not wanting to, be at the debate on Thursday. I had no idea there was a debate on Thursday. I'm kind of exhausted by these primary debates. I also don't understand why the Democratic debates are on a Saturday night. I saw one, but I haven't really been able to see the others. And then I'm like, really, there was a debate? And so I guess maybe the Democratic debates don't seem to draw on the numbers or the money like these conservative ones. And I love the psychology of elections, okay? I'm a doctor. I'm a family doctor. But we do a lot of psychology, all right, in our practices. And so when I see voter manipulation or I see media manipulation, I have to call it, all right? I have to point it out. And what we are seeing right now this week is, again, us being played. Now, I got to tell you, I don't blame Donald Trump, okay? If he is going to be, okay, if he wants to get the attention, okay, of the media, okay, it makes sense. Okay, make you do something media worthy. All right, I'm not going to go to the debate. We're sick of the debates anyway, so why not be the first one to skip the debate and get some news? All right, I get that. Listen, the one thing we could credit Trump with is he knows how to get on the news. He knows how to get on TV. He knows how to make a splash, which is part of the reason why he's so popular. Then he does things that are not the typical political move. Okay, not showing up to a debate this close to the Iowa caucuses, from a psychological standpoint, it shows he's gutsy. It shows he's got cojones. That's something that people want. Him disliking Megyn Kelly's questions in the first debate, not so much the one about, is he going to run independent, because that Megyn Kelly was right on. Right out the park, she asked if he was going to run as an independent. Right out the park. I thought that was a great question because that was on all our minds, okay? But I guess when she asked him, you've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals, Trump obviously didn't like that question, all right? She called him on it. Was the debate the most proper forum for that? Some of you will say, hell yeah, Megyn Kelly's a great reporter. Okay, others will say, look, she was slamming him. And aren't we trying to look fair and balanced? Aren't we trying to look like that we are, you know, being politically neutral? Okay? Now, it is important to know if your president thinks some women out there are fat slobs. I think some people would like to know how he personally feels, but I don't blame Trump for not wanting to go get that line of questioning. It doesn't help him. And if he is so far ahead of the polls and the debates aren't really, because remember, what helped him with the debates? His Chris Christie style of just, you know, ripping, just saying it like it is, and, you know, and being snarky and making people giggle and just kind of being cocky. Okay? That was Chris Christie's thing until Donald Trump gets up there and Chris Christie doesn't get to do his shtick. And that was kind of what helped Chris Christie get into the limelight. So Donald Trump takes that limelight, and lately he's been kind of mellow in the debates. So he's standing there and, you know, he wants to be above it all. So from a marketing standpoint, from a political standpoint, from a psychological standpoint, this move is pretty smart on his point, on his part. Now, we got a caucus coming up. We have, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I think a lot of us are uneasy. Okay? We're not hearing wonderful things about Hillary Clinton, obviously. Many of us are kind of scared about what's going on with Bernie Sanders. I mean, is he really going to bring socialism? Okay? Personally, I like watching the guy speak. I like watching Bernie. I mean, just the way he talks. I mean, he's a fun guy to watch. I don't particularly like his policies, but he's making Hillary squirm a little bit, so he's interesting. So you see what's going on there, you know, what's trying to appeal to us. But on the Republican side, you know, when we're kind of looking at, all right, guys, you know, which one of you is going to fix this economy? Which one of you guys is going to fix Obamacare? Just saying you're going to repeal Obamacare, I mean, we need a little bit more practicality, you know, practical objectives and delineation of what you're going to do. Like, you know, give us some details. Because many of us, now that it's January, coming into obviously the new year, or coming into February now, we have real bad deductibles and we still can't go. I can't go to the doctor yet. My deductible's too high. I'm waiting for something to happen for my deductible to go down so I can afford to go to the doctor. Okay, who's going to fix that? We got to wait till an election, then we got to wait till next year. And is it even going to be on their agenda? Are they going to do something else? Are they going to put gold and, you know, chandeliers in the, you know, are they going to try to get Megyn Kelly fired? So I get what Donald Trump is doing. I don't blame him if he doesn't want to be questioned like that. I don't think he's afraid of Megyn Kelly. He's just like, let me show you the power I have. And it's right along his line of what he's trying to do and get the media attention. He sure got it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's
That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, this is interesting. Okay, I have an email from Nina. Apparently, she wants to date her boss. She thinks he's the one. It's not that she's attracted to him. She thinks he's the one. How do you approach wanting to date your boss? Oh, boy. That's a tough one. All right, I would say don't do it. You never, never, never poop where you eat. I'd say find somebody else. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I would really question, is it really the boss, or is it the whole facade of it? Is it the whole package? You know, I find people of power to be very sexy. Not Donald Trump or anything like that. But, you know, being in a position of power, the ability to fire you, the idea of a taboo relationship is very exciting for some. So you need to filter out if that's what you want. Okay? Now, my boss at Genesis Communication Network is Ted Anderson. And if I want my career to move forward, the last thing I should do is make any attempt to date my boss. You see? Because I, you know, let's just say my radio skills are a lot better than my dating skills. So I would never do that because I would want my career to move forward. Well, that's what you need to think about before you start to date your boss. I know right now my boss is probably vomiting, right, in his garbage of the thought, his garbage can of the thought that I would be even thinking that. But I love my boss. I think he's great. But I, no. Okay, that's just not something you do. Plus, I'm married, so that's easy, okay? And, are you a good girlfriend? If you are going to be annoying, nagging, if you want your job at all, okay, do not bring the dating in there. Okay, if I worked for my husband, he would have fired me left and right. I drive my husband crazy. He many times wants to be away from me. Why would you want to incite that sort of feeling of, you know, somebody wanting to be away from you if you're working for them? Then they'll want you away from the workplace. So filter out what is it. Okay, now what if your boss is really good looking? What if he looks like Michael Fassbender? Whew. Wow. All right. What if... that's it. What if he looks like Michael Fassbender? That's all I need. Michael Fassbender, looking guy in a pulse. You gotta be very, very careful. Okay? And, you know, some of you may say, you know, I don't care if I get fired. Yeah, you do. Okay? And, you know, your being unemployed does not make you that much of a marketable commodity in the dating world. Okay? You always, see, here's the thing. Whenever I would date, okay? I would always think of what the breakup would be like. And I know it's a very negative, pessimistic thing to do when you're, you know, looking at relationships, but that's exactly what you have to do. Whenever you form a partnership or you work for somebody, okay, what if things go sour? Okay, do I have a prenup? Do I have a non-compete clause? Do I have, have they been known to be kind of psycho and beat up their exes? Or are they going to try to destroy your reputation online? Okay, you need to do that before you enter any partnership with anybody. Because that's the thing, we're all in the honeymoon period. You know how many times I wanted to join, you know, have doctors come and work for me and, you know, we join and we come... become partners or, having my radio, you know, having somebody join me with the radio show or whatever. And then, you know, you just kind of stop and go, what if it went bad? What would happen? And if you don't like or you don't think you can handle, you know, the sequelae of that, then don't go there. So some of you are like, you know what? I don't care about the job. I could lose the job. My dating him, you know, you only live once, right? YOLO, is that you only live once? YOLO, right? Why not? What the heck? Well, stop for a second, okay? What if you live in a community or your career is kind of a small pond and word gets out that you date the boss? So you might not care that you left that company, but do you think another company is going to want to hire you? You know, that's not, you know, if word got out that I wanted to move up the ranks, okay, by hooking up with people in the network, I would be very taboo. The only reason why I've made it as far on radio as possible is because I am no threat. I am definitely no sexual threat. So everybody knows, you know what, that's fine, trust me. Dolly is going to stay in her corner and she's going to behave herself. That is very important, especially when you have companies right now very concerned about how things look. I mean, you know, we're just talking about the election. Look at how this election differs from elections in the past. okay? We all worry about issues. We're still worried about the same thing, national security, economy, or whatever. But boy, are we swayed by the perceptions and what is being presented to us and fed to us in the media. You have so many manipulating factors right now that this election it would be unheard of centuries ago. You know, a century ago, 2 centuries ago, decades ago, even. Okay, I mean, it's all about who can make the most tweets, who could get the most following, who could get the most media attention. It blows your mind. Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson did not get as much media attention. Scott Walker, not enough media attention. Trump took over the media attention. These guys are out. And some of you would say, well, you know, they might not have been good candidates. I disagree. I think they were good candidates in each of their own, you know, fortes. And it was all about the media. Same thing now with you in the workplace, okay? Your industry's perception of the workplace and the population's perception is huge. Look at what happened with Subway. Here's Subway. Good sandwiches. All right, a nice fresh idea, okay? Of fast food. Very, very popular. They have that Jared Fogle who represents them. Loses a bunch of weight on him. Everybody think, and he's not the most good-looking guy, but he lost weight. And whenever you think of Subway, you think of him and you think of weight loss. All of a sudden, there's that big investigation with him and child porn. And his charity and somebody who heads his charity. I don't know the whole story, but there's a child porn investigation going on with the spokesperson. Immediately, the media's like, oh, what's Subway going to do? What's Subway going to do? Subway was very smart about it. They kept pushing there. We got fresh food. That seems to be a healthier alternative to fast food. And they kept pushing that. They knew exactly what to do to ride this through. It all depends what the media does. The media could, you know, make them look evil for hiring Jared, or they could, you know, show, look, they really had nothing to do with it. And, you know, look at them. They have a good product. Look at Chipotle. Hey, Chipotle had that outbreak. That outbreak, with the media attention that it got, devastated them. And so, just know that, okay? Know that, again, it's more important that you are able to work, have a long-lasting career, and let's say you really, really like the boss. Let's say you really, really do, okay? And maybe you got, and again, if it's like a, you know, starry-eyed crush from across the room, that's an issue. But let's say you guys really like each other, okay? Have that conversation. You know, go, look, you're my employer. I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble, but I want to date you. And being with you is more important than my job. So do you want me to work someplace else so we can date? I mean, if he is really that important to you, okay, I mean, that's a conversation to have. All right? If you decide, no, because then I get to see you every day. You know how much fun work will be if we get to see each other every day? Know that there's going to be extra risks, okay? Know that he may be under scrutiny. And let's say you want a promotion. Well, he may not be able to give you a promotion because everybody's going to blame, you know, the fact that you're dating. I mean, know where your obstacles are going to be with this. I would be very, very cautious of having any sort of public display of affection. Even for those of us in love, I am in love with my husband more than anything. And people don't realize it. And I am. But I really don't want to sit next to two people making out. Okay? I don't like to see that stuff. I don't want spit flying around me. All right? I don't want to be, if you're there to work, work. Okay? I'm here to do a good job. You should be here to do a good job. And sometimes just that romance in the air gets on people's nerves. Okay? And then, I just think it's a bad move. I'd say not do it. Don't do it. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a second teenager who has died, and this is crazy. After drinking racing fuel mixed with Mountain Dew, on Thursday, authorities were called to the home of 16-year-old Logan Stevenson. I think this was in Nashville, Tennessee. They had found him dead in his bed. Within minutes, they were called to a second home down the street, because the boy's best friend had begun having seizures. Authorities have not released the identity of the second teen, but police chief confirmed that the medical examiner's office had notified his department of the second teen's death that morning, and they believe they both did the same thing. Apparently, there have been four cases from the county that have been recorded where they drank a mixture of Mountain Dew and racing fuel. Two of the other cases, the teenagers had been sent to the medical center, I believe Vanderbilt University Medical Center. They were treated and released. They thought they knew what it was, that it was a substitute for alcohol, according to Dr. Donna Seeger, medical director. They thought they would get the same effects of alcohol, but they weren't aware of how toxic it was. This racing fuel is, I guess, used in drag racing, and it is 100%, about 100% methanol. Methanol is alcohol, but it's a non-drinking, it's a non-ingestible form of it. That you're not supposed to be drinking methanol, and we use it for, I guess, industrial and automotive purposes, according to USA Today. So initially, methanol will act like ethanol. Okay, ethanol, which is alcohol. Ethanol is used to produce alcoholic beverages. But over time, this methanol can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blurred vision, blindness, seizures, coma, and then unfortunately death, depending on how much they consume. So the investigation right now is ongoing. Police have not confirmed whether the boys have actually consumed the substance. They think that's what happened. They're still waiting for the autopsy report. They say the rumors are deeply disturbing and harmful to the families that are already going through this tragic time of loss. Methanol could be as poisonous. It could be deadly, even with as little as a couple teaspoons, if a little kid drinks it, which is why we always keep anything industrial, automotive, or whatever locked up away from kids. Because, you know, they ingest it, it could be poison. About 2 to 8 ounces can be deadly for an adult. And so, you know, we need to, you know, from an ER standpoint, one is we need to make sure, you know, we calm down the seizures and we do the symptomatic measures. And two is if there's any way we could either pump the stomach or diffuse what it's doing, that's how we treat it. So health officials right now have notified the Department of Health about the situation, and hopefully they're, you know, kind of trying to do some sort of an education effort to kids to not be doing that stuff. It blows my mind. I mean, you know, kids want to, and I don't know what it is about teenagers, okay? They want to get together, and they want to do stupid things. And, you know, I watch my boys. I got two boys. And I watch them as closely as I can, but, you know, I work two jobs. So I'm not as around as I should. And I don't think my boys are going to get into big trouble, okay? I mean, I think they have pretty good heads on their shoulder. But the one thing I'm noticing, okay, with both of them, is when they do something silly in class, or they do something, or a friend of them does something silly or stupid, they like the idolization of that. You know, their dad, okay, Corey and I, will sometimes go back and forth competing of stories when we were younger. Now, I am very careful to tell them which stories, okay, because, you know, we've all done stuff that was stupid, okay, you know, but I want them to learn. Like, you know, I had a little Chevy Chevette, you know, no air conditioning in Arizona, and I really like to drive. And somebody would try to kind of speed up and, you know, cut in front of me. Well, I wouldn't let it go. And it wasn't a road rage thing. It was a competitive thing. I've always wanted to, like, speed race or drag race or something. I just love cars, and I love driving. So I would start racing them. I start racing them down the road. Right? And I would usually beat them. Well, one time I jumped the curb, and I almost hit a pole. And the guy stopped, you know, to see that I was okay, and I waved to him, and we both kind of looked at each other like this was kind of stupid that we were doing this, and I was okay, you know, nobody got hurt, and it was dumb, and I tell the kids how dumb that was, and never, you know, now I drive really, really carefully, I drive really, really slow, I wave to pedestrians. I stop for pigeons. I do. You know, I know everybody thinks I got a heavy foot, you know, on the gas pedal, but I just, you know, I mean, listen, you know, having worked in an ER, being a doctor, you know what's out there. But when I talk about some of the, you know, stupid things I did as a kid, you know, you see the boys kind of look like, well, they want stories. So all of a sudden they do some things at school and some stupid things, and they giggle about it, and they kind of tell us like they're bragging because they want their stories. And so we parents have to be very careful, because I see my husband, he smiles, he glows, going back to the past, and when he talks about the crazy things he did that he didn't get in trouble for, the boys look at him like, oh, I wish I was as cool as you. This is where we as parents could stop that, okay? You know, our kids idolize us still, even when they're teenagers, okay? I mean, they may act like they don't like us. They may think we're dweebs. I don't know if they use the term maximum zoom dweeb like we did in the 80s, but they think we're dweebs, okay? But you know, behind all that, they idolize us. They really do. And they want us to see them have that, have an identity, and have a unique niche of what they are and what they do. And I see my boys try to do that, and I can't, as a mom, give them that. Okay? I mean, they're going to want to get in trouble. They're going to want to do something silly. They're going to want to do that so then they have a story for themselves. But I wish I could control. You know, I wish I could say, here, okay, you want to do something crazy? Okay, this is what we're going to do. We'll do, I mean, I wish I could in a, you know, in a controlled fashion. And you can't. So, you know, watch your kids with this. You know, they want to get together. They want to do something stupid. They want to get drunk. They want to get high. Speaking of doing something stupid, we have a kid here who suffers a bleed to the brain from this new challenge that teenagers are doing called duct tape challenge. Apparently, there's a 14-year-old doing the duct tape challenge. This is an online competition between teens. I never even heard about it. Apparently, your friends wrap you up in duct tape. Your arms and legs are completely tight, and you need to try to get out of it. Well, Skylar, the 14-year-old, while he's trying to get out of the duct tape, falls and hits his head. So he has an orbital fracture, I believe a fracture of the cheekbone, head trauma that caused bleeding to the brain. The mom, of course, is beside herself. She's like, I don't know what I would have done if I lost him. You know, he told me over and over he's lucky to be alive. I mean, if I was his kid's mom, I'm like, what? Oh, my gosh. I mean, thank God the boy's okay. But this is what kids want to do. How do you, and it's to impress their friends. The dangerous thing we have now with social networks and, you know, everything videotaping and pictures is people want notoriety. They want to be caught with the cool picture and be remembered for it. Everybody wants to be famous in their own group or on a global level. And that's very, very dangerous because these kids are doing stupider and stupider things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, before I move on, we do have good news on teenagers. Apparently, there is a high school student from Abraham Lincoln High School who earned a perfect score on the AP calculus test. I know. Wow. All right. So we got some teenagers out there doing what they're supposed to. Cedric Argueta is one of only 12 students around the world to earn a perfect score He goes to the Los Angeles. He's in a Los Angeles school called Abraham Lincoln High School. Good for the Los Angeles Unified School District. 300,000 students took the AP calculus test. Argueta spent countless hours preparing with his teacher, Anthony Yum. According to teacher Yum, he said he came to my honors algebra as a freshman. He was a bit shy, but as soon as I got some of his work, I saw what a bright kid he was. He often stayed 2 to 5 hours after school, and the student credits the teacher with teaching him more than math. We are more than just student and teacher. We spend a lot of time talking about things, not just math. What a good teacher and what a good kid. Teacher says we make sure that our kids not only focus on math, but we have fun. We're changing the game here, and our students are learning they can master whatever the thing is they want to do. That's kind of important when it comes to teaching. It's not just learning the material. It's tackling a test, okay? You know, it's like, do you give a person a fish or do you teach them how to fish? See what I mean? So that's a really, really good point. Great teacher. Argueta is also skilled in other areas. He earned perfect scores on the English and math sections of the ACT college entrance exam. This kid is smart. The kid does plan to go to college at Caltech, hopes to one day work at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Please, and can you also run for office? We could use somebody smart like you. That is really impressive. I did well. I aced my calculus class. I did pass my AP calculus test. By no means perfect. However, okay, if I want to strut my stuff, I got near perfect score in math on the SATs. 800 was max, and I got a 780. I know. Nobody writes an article about that. Not sure why. Peyton Manning is in the news, obviously, because the Broncos win, and the Broncos going to the Super Bowl. But unfortunately, he's in the news today because the NFL has reported that they are going to conduct a full investigation of allegations that he received human growth hormone. This is according to the Associated Press. The investigation currently does not have a timetable for completion, but they do not think that the investigation is going to start until after the Broncos play the Panthers in Super Bowl 50 on February 7th. Now, the allegations arose after Al Jazeera reported that Manning's wife had received shipments of human growth hormone from an Indianapolis anti-aging clinic. The report also pointed to drug use by several other NFL players, including Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison, Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews. Now, Charles Sly, a former pharmacy intern in Indiana, who I guess, quote-unquote, unknowingly spoke to Al Jazeera investigators, recanted his claims about professional athletes and drug use. Now, Peyton Manning has been adamant in denying claims that he took the drugs, but this is just, you know, another kind of little pain-in-the-butt thing that he's going to have to deal with. I don't know. I mean, you know, here's the thing, okay? You know, you have family members that take things, okay? You know, why should you be guilty by association? But then, on the other hand, many people do that where they have a family member get the medication for either, you know, insurance purposes. Like, you know, you see that a lot. People don't, you have one family member that has insurance through the job, and the other people don't have insurance. So that one family member is the one that comes in, saying they have a cold, trying to get the antibiotic, trying to get the medication, so that they could give it to the other family members that don't have insurance. You know, or for privacy reasons. Well, I'll take the medicine. I'll get the prescription so the prescription's not in your name. So, you know, it's, I think it is worth the investigation. I think the NFL is doing right investigating it. I just, you know, hope if he's innocent, he doesn't have to be put through, you know, the turmoil that unfortunately some of these investigations can do. So if they are going to wait till after the Super Bowl and, you know, I mean, as long, and I'm sure they test them. You know, I'm sure everybody has to go through their doping screen as it is. But, I mean, you know, Peyton Manning, the guy, the reason why I don't think he does it is because, I mean, he visibly looks like he's, you know, I guess not having an easy time out there. When he gets sacked, he looks mad. When he, you know, he looks winded. You know, he walks around, and I love the guy. I think he's great. But, you know, you could just kind of tell that the prostate's growing. Okay, I'm not sure if the prostate's the size of the football yet, but, you know, you know he's older. He's only 39. He's younger than me, for crying out loud. But he doesn't, you know, visibly look like a Superman. Okay, I mean, he doesn't run with the most graceful stride. He, you know, I mean, he could throw, and, you know, he screams Omaha a lot. So I don't think he does, you know, dope. So I don't know. But I understand why the NFL has to investigate. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now there's been some talk that you could catch Alzheimer's. Remember there was, there was like a study a while back where they looked at how there might be a transmissible source. And researchers have now reported a second case that suggests Alzheimer's can be transmitted during medical treatments. Swiss doctors found signs of the disease in the brains of people who died of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, okay, which is caused by a prion, not a bacteria, not a virus, but an element that could cause this disease. Similar to mad cow disease when it hits animals. Before their deaths, the individuals had all received surgical grafts of dura matter. Now, dura matter is the membrane that covers the brain and the spinal cord. The autopsies revealed that in addition to the damage caused by the prion that causes the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, they did see signs of Alzheimer's. Pathological signs like the triangle, the neurofibrillary triangles and the plaques. They say this find is very unusual, and it suggests a possible relationship to the transplant of the dural grafts. These grafts came from human cadavers, okay? And so I guess they need further studies. They need to obviously look at it deeper, because if you could unfortunately be affected by Alzheimer's receiving a transplant, that means there may be an infectious source. British researcher Professor John Colling said, "We need to rethink our view of Alzheimer's and evaluate the risk of it being transmitted inadvertently to patients." Now that it happened in the second case, they're like, our results are all consistent. They say the fact that the new study shows the same pathology emerging after a completely different procedure increases our concern. Now, neither implies that Alzheimer's is going to be transmissible from caretakers or family members, etc. But while we're using instruments, okay, they need to, I mean, you may be sterilizing them against bacteria and viruses, but this prion may be more resistant to anything they've ever seen. So even though they're using sterile equipment, it could still have prions on them. Who knows? And the prion could be what's transmitting the Alzheimer's. So some say the study's small, everybody needs to calm down, take a chill pill, you know, but we'll keep you guys posted. It's just one of those things where, you know, you're like, okay, maybe they're getting closer to figuring out what this is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.